Today I have Cece Winans, who is the most awarded female gospel artist of all time, right in Greenwich, Connecticut. I cannot believe it. And I have to say that I love your music, and I've been listening to
Thank
it.
You.
I run to it every day. So inspiring. You're just so inspiring. So we went to your concert in Brooklyn, and we all had a great time. My friend flew in from Palm Beach. And
really?
Yes, and then my other friend drove us back. None of us knew how to get to Brooklyn. Not that you don't know how to get to Brooklyn, but none of us really drove to Brooklyn. So one of our friends drove us from Brooklyn back to Greenwich, Connecticut after the show. It was just such an amazing evening.
Wow.
Yeah,
well, thank you for coming. Yeah. I'm glad you guys had a good time. We had a good time in Brooklyn.
And I love your book. I've been reading it. I have three kids, and I've been reading this great book, Believe. And Believe for it. And my kids are like, you're having Cece Winans on the race. They love your music. They're so excited. So I'm taking all of your direction from this book on how to raise the next generation of kids.
Yeah,
right?
That's right.
So let's start with what was it like to come from such a big family and, you know, grow up in a musical family? And
I'm totally grateful, but we were a normal family. I mean, we didn't think it was anything special or different about us until we got older and realized, oh wow, all of us sing and all of us are actually recording. But growing up, we were just a family from Detroit, Michigan, raised in our church. Mm-hmm. My mom and dad were strong believers. And they laid down the law,
and we
had to go to church, whether we wanted to go or not.
Mm-hmm.
They prayed over us. They lived the life in front of us. We grew up singing. They recognized the gifts that we had, and they trained us singing in church and never knowing that we would do this full time as adults. But we were just serving the church, you know. And we couldn't listen to secular music in our home growing up.
Which is a good idea. That's a very good idea.
We all love music.
K-Love, and then we're back, but I have an 11-year-old, a 9-year-old, and a 6-year-old. Mm-hmm. So they, you know,
guarding their hearts and their minds at any age, but especially those ages, are so crucial. And mm-hmm. so they understood that, you know, when you're outside of the Christian realm, anything goes, you mm-hmm. know. And back then, it was a lot of music that I felt weren't harmful, you know.
Yeah.
But at the same time, they knew that if it wasn't the gospel, then it would not produce good
yes.
fruit, you know. And so yes. when we heard secular music, we were somewhere else down the street or, you know, in the
right.
car or something. But they laid down those laws, and I'm so grateful today that they did.
I think that's great, because look at how wonderful all your music is, and it's just inspiring. It's, you know, when I'm listening to your music, even exercising, like I can feel the mm-hmm. Holy Spirit. I really can. It's just like an amazing, mm-hmm. you know, just powerful. So now I wanted to ask you about this book. So one of the best people to inspire you was your parents, and then you talked a lot about your grandmother, right? So
yes.
that's really cool that you had that great relationship with her.
Really cool. Really cool. And now that I'm a grandmother, it makes it even more cool.
Yes.
You know, because she loved me. She always, whenever she got a chance, she would teach me something, you know, mm-hmm. in the Word. And she would rebuke me, but she would do it in love. You know, Cece, nope, you can't do that. You need to do this. It's like, okay. Because she was so sweet. You know,
yes.
she was so sweet. So as I see my grandbabies, I have three of them now.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, Lord, I just want to have that impact that my grandmother had on me. So I'm trying to be very sweet, very firm. And with my grandson, he's my oldest. The other day I was like, okay, it's time for you. He's 2 years old. He'll be three. He's actually a Christmas baby.
Oh, that's
and
nice.
I said, it's time for you to learn your first Bible verse. Okay, let's do it. So I said, Psalm. He's like, Psalm. I was like, 23. He was like, 23. I was like, and one. And he said, the Lord is my shepherd, right? And the other day he did it without me even telling him. He was like, Gaga, the The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. I was like, yay.
Oh, that's so great. And you're Gaga. Know? I love that grandmother name. My sister-in-law is Gaga.
Yeah.
So she has
Gaga.
13 grandkids. And she's Gaga. She's done a great job. She's like my mentor. You asked about mentors. You know, you talk
blessing.
About mentors. Yes, she's been great.
That's a blessing. 13. Yes. Wow.
Yes. So,
shout out.
Yeah, she did a good job. Really good job. So, my husband and I, we adopted children in our 11 years ago. We have an 11, a 9, and a 6 year old. So, and
awesome.
And I wanted to say, upcoming, you have a special on foster care and adoption on CBS. And
yes.
So that's something to tune into. It's December 22nd. You've been following families that formed each other through adoption. And I think that's fabulous to be involved in, you know?
I think so, too. When they asked me to be a part of it, I was like, yes. Are you kidding? I would be honored to be a part of it. And God bless you and your husband. It's just when you pour into children, when you're willing to give your life for others, you know, and especially children. Man, what a blessing that is. God is going to bless you guys and bless those babies. And it's beautiful to see, which they will show during this special, how it impacted lives and just changed the whole trajectory of kids' lives.
Yes.
Especially when believers take them in, you know?
Yes.
That is a blessing. So, wow. Yeah. So I'm excited about being a part of that.
I'm 56 with a six-year-old. Right. So it's okay, though. We're good. We're good.
You know? He's going to keep you young.
Her name is Hope. Her name is Hope because before we got her, everywhere we saw signs of hope. And Hope Bus, Hope Radio, Hope Yogurt one day. I said to my husband, we're going to have a daughter named Hope. And he's like, really? And he said, I saw it, too. And I never told you. So,
you know, it's praise the Lord.
The message of hope is so important. And that's what you talk about. And you talk about, like, this book, Raising Generations, like passing on your faith to generations. And how do you think is the best way to do that?
I think the best way is to be the example. That's the best way. When I think about my upbringing, I always tell people, there's no way I would be who I am today if my parents and the community of believers that I was in, if they weren't authentic people.
Yes.
You know, because before you can really teach, you have to be. Mm-hmm. And they lived the life of Christ in front of us. We saw them make mistakes, but we also heard them apologize, you know, and we saw how to do life. Through life, through the ups and the downs, we saw how to live a righteous life. And that is just priceless. That is priceless. I never had to wonder how to walk upright because I saw people do it. You know, and so I think you pass that on because even when they're young, you know, they're looking, they're watching, they're observing. They're seeing, how did you handle that? How did you handle being angry? How does Christ shine in this moment? How does Christ shine in this moment when the lights are being turned off? Or, you know, how do you do this? And so that would be the biggest way to pass it on. And then you got to recognize those teaching moments, you know, understand that, you know, praying with them or when they come back from school and they've had a bad day, let's pray about it, you know. And encourage them, you know, all of that is a part of passing on the baton of faith, because whenever the word of God or light comes in, it begins to shape and to mold their hearts and their minds. And so whenever I'm gone, you know, my prayer is that my children would be stronger in their faith than I ever was. And I pray that my grandchildren, because what they're facing today, we didn't face.
No, not at all. No. So you have an upcoming weekend, Women's Weekend, right? Generations? You have,
yes.
You have, now, when is that?
That's happening Mother's Day weekend.
Oh, I want to go.
It's going to be. Yes,
I
you
gotta
go.
Yes. I mean.
Last year was spectacular.
Okay.
Spectacular. And this year it's going to be, it's going to be greater. It was just, it's a great place to come. Bring your mom, bring your daughter, for us to come together and talk about life. We talk about life. We talk about the Lord. We praise God. We worship God. We have incredible speakers. We have a lot of fun. And my prayer is just that people will be transformed, that families will come together. I think we've had a family that came that it was, I want to say four, was it four or five generations? I think five generations
wow.
made it. Like, whoa.
Well, so my mother-in-law is in Albany. She's 90. I don't think I could get her to come to that. But
90? That would be amazing.
I know. She looks like she's 60. So there you go.
But no, she needs to come. We need to see her. We need to see this.
We need to go to the Nashville and go to your church. So that was the other thing I was going to say. You and Alvin started a church when everybody else is thinking about retirement. You guys said, let's just start a church, which is amazing. I love that. I love it. You know?
But like you said, it's like, you know, when the Lord speaks to your heart, you speak, you just say, yes, Lord.
Yes.
You know, I'm like, really? At this age? Are you serious? So we adopted a lot of children.
Yes.
A whole church, and it was full of millennials. It was full of young people that were coming out of college, and very diverse church. It's been 12 years now.
That's amazing.
And we pastored for 10. I think my son has been the lead pastor now. We're founding pastors, so we're still working. But he is, it's been 2 years now that he's been the lead pastor.
That's amazing.
So yeah, it was not our idea. It was never in our plans. But it was God's idea.
It's so amazing.
It's been an amazing walk. Yeah.
Yeah. I can't wait to go. It'll be great. So
yes.
Thank you for all your time, and I really appreciate it. And I just wanted to say that I am now so inspired by your being on the foster adoption show. We might go for a fourth. We might go for a fourth. We're talking about it. So
come on. Yes. Praise the Lord.
Son,
God bless you.
My son wants a brother. So we'll keep praying. We keep praying, right? Anyway, but I just wanted
That's
to
right.
say thank you so much. And
well, thank you. And I pray that you make it to the generations. Just come whenever. But I God bless you. Your heart is just
thank
so
you.
Beautiful.
Well,
God bless your children. Come on back.
Yes,
yeah,
yes.
Come on
so
back.
So enjoy.
Well, God bless you.
Thank you. You've
okay.
been listening, CC Winans. Thank
Have
you.
Have a blessed day.
You too. Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
Bye-bye.